Hello, you. How are you?
Oh, I've just tumbled off my superior show, 11 to 12.
It looks like you've tumbled.
We had a very diverse audience, Paul Andrews.
What, two people?
Today. We had three pilots from Cairo.
The three that you pulled while you were out there.
I frolicked with.
You did frolic with them quite a bit. I saw the Twitter activity.
On the 18th floor, darling.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the pool, of course. So they are fabulous sets at the Bill Hammond at BH Jets. Hello to you. And apparently, Rob, who I met, who looks just like Bill Clinton, has been ensnared and he's getting married.
Blimey. Well done, mate.
Yeah, so some...
Who to? Monica.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Cigars
edgy.
Out.
Edgy.
Cigars out.
Edgy. Enough of that. Right.
So that was good. But I have a tale to tell, Paul Andrews,
oh, no.
Before we go on with our lovely guest. Well, it's quite a scary one. I was at Shibam Farmers Market last Thursday.
As you would be.
For the Superior Show.
Talking to Michael Rue, yeah, we know.
Michelle Rue, darling, junior. He's charming, absolutely mm-hmm. charming, no ego. Not liking my mic today, if you want to crank me up later. Same as last week. But anyway, so what happened was I left Shibam. First of all, very, very traumatic because there was no petrol station all the way from Whitstable to Shibam. Not one. The Shell garage on the motorhead was closed. No fuel, and this is just before Easter, and are you turning me on?
You are on.
Yeah, well, you're turning me on. I can feel it. So good vibrations. So then I found petrol just about, and was going home, and I was on that big roundabout where you can either go to London. Or you go onto the Dover Channel Tunnel motorway.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And this white car bibbed me on my left on the roundabout and swerved in front of me and stopped me on this big roundabout and said, your tyre is flat. They were Chinese. Yeah, your sweet sour tyre, Chinese. Your number 5 tyre, number 68 sweet sour is flat, right? And
what can you do with this?
So I got out of the car.
She's barking mad. She's completely barking mad. Yeah,
so I got out of the car on a roundabout, which should never be done. You should never stop on a roundabout, should you? Have you read your highway code?
Yeah, yeah.
And
is there a point to this, or is this?
Well, I got worried.
Is this a cornflake story?
Anyway,
a cereal.
So yeah. I then thought, right, okay. And then I got in my car and waved and thanked them, and I went onto the hard shoulder, called the AA. And they came and said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your tyre. So I believe it was some sort of scam.
Right.
But they must have chickened out when they saw me.
Well, we're not tackling her. She's a bit of a big one, that
when
one.
When I got out of the car, I think they thought I was a young bird because my hair and that was all floaty because I'd seen Michelle die.
Oh, were you doing it?
Yeah, I was doing all that.
Oh, you had the top down and you were doing the floaty stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
I had the dark glasses.
That must have come as a shock.
And then I waddled out, you know, and I think they ran a mile then.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. But I think, because they do these shunts, don't they, where they go in behind you and they try and get the whiplash. What do you think of that, Paul Andrews?
Nothing at all. I couldn't care less. That's the most ridiculous story ever.
What a pig. It happened and it's true.
Good. Well, thank you for that, Jules. I'm glad you shared that with our listeners.
I was horrified.
Yeah.
I had to go home and have a brandy.
But if you want to talk about anything to do with business, I mean, why would you? I mean, it's only a business show. I mean, we could discuss, you know, Chinese Sino relationships with
tyres.
Roundabouts and the highway code, which would actually make a fascinating programme. But apart from that, I think what we'll do
the
is...
The AA is a very big business. And thanks to Darren, who helped me. He was charming. I've never had so many bibs, I tell you, on that hard shoulder. Yeah, it's quite good for my ego.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact that you were standing in the road and everyone was going, get out, you mad bat.
No, I was on the hard shoulder.
She's going, oh, they all fancy me, look. And they were going, clear off, you're blocking the road.
No, I was
Anyway, enough of that. We would like to hear from the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We've already had a couple of dozen tweets. John Austin Brooks has tweeted in, as has Liz McGuire, Licence to Success, Hilda Stern, and Emma Louise Abbott. Thank you all for your tweets, and thank you for listening into the Business Bunker Show. We've also had our weekly tweet from Lee at Ancorians Football Club.
Oh, lovely, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you for listening. Glad you can join us. And Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media has also tweeted to say that she is listening in to the show. And I've had a tweet from Jim in Tenterton.
Jim will fix it.
No, Jim, that's as in G-Y-M. And their Twitter handle is Jim, G-Y-M-I-N, Tenterton. That's the town Tenterton. And they say, could you give us a shout out on the radio for the gym in Tenterton? And they also do swim in Tenterton as well.
Jim and swim.
Jim and swim. So you can follow them on the Twitter. So do have a look at that. I'll tell you what, Jules, you can be reading an email while
Shall
I'm sorting out some of these sweats.
And, and before I do read an email, just to say that for the ladies, on my superior show, Scoff Quaff, at 11 to 12 every Tuesday, we had at Bush Grub on the Ben Bartlett, who's a young man who's only 22, and he's got his own fabulous business, and they've been on I'm a Celebrity with their Bush Tucker, and they've left the ladies to try some lovely, look, ladies, lovely buffalo worms to eat. And also some ant chocks. So the ladies will be tucking into those later on in the show.
Absolutely. Amazing.
And they're gobsmacked. And I'd like to say to all of our Armenian listeners, Barev. Barev to you all. Leeds Castle have a classical concert, which is on the 12th of July. So this is a diary date for you. It's taking place on Saturday the 12th, as I said, and it's the Best of British event, which will feature the world-famous Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by John Rigby, and they'll be delivering a programme of classical favourites. And on this fantastic night, there will be a patriotic flag waving, and the host is Chris Hollins, and he will introduce the breathtaking aerial displays, a military band, field guns, and a stunning fireworks finale. And this is the place to be on a lovely summer's evening. www.heritage-events.co.uk is the place to be. That's the 12th of July at Leeds Castle. So a brilliant thank you for that. Cool. And then also, the Avanti Partnership, who are regulars on the show, are pleased to announce that they have successfully achieved EXOR accreditation. What's EXOR? E-X-O-R.
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
Well, why would I know?
Well, we'll have to ring them now. Demonstrating, we've got terribly giggly guests.
I know.
It's
frightening,
Maggie,
really, isn't it?
Someone's
got to clear up in here afterwards,
like,
as well.
I'll tell you, it's like the Three Stooges. Yeah. Demonstrating their ability to meet the rigorous pre-qualification requirements within the private and public sectors. And this Faversham-based firm have recently received accreditation from EXOR, whose standards are recognised as being amongst the highest in their industry. If anyone listening knows what the EXOR is, if you can Google it, that would be good. Come on, Maggie, you can Google it while you're sitting there giggling.
Anyway.
Debbie Pert is the Director of Finance of Avanti Partnership, and she said, "We're really pleased to have been reaccredited by EXOR, which demonstrates that our policies, including health and safety, finance, quality and the environment, meet their high standards." So well done, Avanti Partnership. It's a brilliant one. Because didn't they recently win a food award for feeding?
They did indeed, yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So they're rocking it, aren't they, the Avanti Partnership?
Yeah, they are. They're doing lots of good stuff. We've had a follow-up tweet from Pilates Queen on the Twitter, Stalwart J, who says, "Thanks for mentioning Jim in Tenterton. I work there as well as setting up on my own, and they are excellent." So that's cool.
What was that? Thank Sorry, where does he work? Sorry, I was looking about EXOR. What did he say? Repeat.
She said,
"She
Pilates Queen." Yeah. The clues in the Pilates Queen.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Yeah.
And on the Twitter, known as Stalwart J.
Could have been said, gay.
Said, it's going to be one of those days, isn't it? It really is. It's normally bad enough, but today it is really out of level. You know what it is? She's been on holiday for 4 days. Yeah, it's been Easter, and she hasn't had anyone to terrorise, anyone to get at, anyone to rant at. So now it's all coming out today.
I did tweet you to try and annoy you.
Can I actually read this tweet for the fifth time? And can you listen this time?
What is the gay Pilates teacher saying?
She has said, "Hi, Paul, can you mention Jim in Tenterton? I work there as well as setting up on my own, and they are excellent."
Oh, so this is J-Y-M, Jim. This is where you're getting me all confused.
I told you that 3 times. So it's a shame, Jim, you don't listen.
So she'll be doing a little... Do they do downward dog in Pilates?
Of course they do.
Yeah, because I know yoga, because the breathing is completely different. We breathe through the exhale...
You don't breathe,
through
do
the nose. between tweets, I do.
I didn't know you breath.
Now, look, EXOR accreditation, Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
Organisations need to be able to trust that their supply partners are reliable, financially stable and compliant with all relevant legalisation.
Do you know, I'm so pleased I know that.
At EXOR, we understand the issues surrounding non-compliance. So that's what it is. And they ensure supplier compliance in finance, health and safety, insurance, environmental, diversity and equality, certification and licensing obligations and quality.
Thank you. Can somebody take that pad off of her, please?
Well, we've learnt all about
before,
it now.
Before we go on to realms of fantasy about all kinds of things. Sevenoaks Breakfast Friends, hosted by Cote Brasserie, have a guest speaker, and 25% off ticket sales going to a hospice in the world and the Sevenoaks Youth Theatre, which are the mayor's chosen charity. And this is a breakfast meeting, and the speaker is Roddy Hogarth, who is the mayor of Sevenoaks. And you can follow Roddy on Twitter at Sevenoaks Mayor. And their media partner, which is stago.co.uk, the Stago magazine. And it's a networking event, and it is taking place, this Friday, I think. Yeah, this Friday.
You can't just make it
7:45 to 8:15. And there's open networking with tea and coffee. Then at 8:15 is an introduction from the host, Cote Brasserie. Then 8:20 to 8:40 is breakfast. Then the mayor of Sevenoaks, Roddy Hogarth, will be speaking. And then there's more networking. You can find out all about that by going to their website, which is www.breakfastfriends.co.uk.
Very well read.
Thank you.
If I may say so. How does your business remain relevant, Paul Andrews? How will you be using the web? Or more importantly, how will your customers and competitors be using the web? Kent County Council, in partnership with Microsoft, is running an event on the 24th of April at the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury, and global experts will be speaking on these themes and outlining their vision as to what the future holds and where key opportunities lie for Kent. This seminar will offer Kent businesses critical insight into the way use is transforming. Topics to be covered include: how can local businesses optimise and harness the power of the internet, how the world of work is changing and what this means for the traditional office space, how do you best engage your workforce, and the growing importance of social media for business and how you can get it to work for your business. And the confirmed speakers are Dave Coplin, who's the head envisioning officer of Microsoft Limited, Paul Carter, the leader of Kent County Council, James Whittaker, who's a distinguished technical evangelist, Microsoft Core, and Eileen Brown, who is an author, a journalist, a blogger, and an evangelist.
Really?
Yes. Now, you can find out more on the Kent Business Radio website. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Gunnan's Employment Law.
Ah.
Who says, Vanilla Web, that's me.
Without me.
Yeah. No, hold on. Don't get to... See, she says, Paul, you are creating a very hostile working environment for Jules.
He is. That's quite right. You know... I feel maligned. Maligned, darling. I might even have to go and eat a, what are they, hippopotamus worm or whatever they are. Buffalo worm. Here they are.
Hippopotamus worm.
Buffalo worm. I might have to.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for sticking up for me.
Amanda, thank you for that tweet. I shall mend my ways.
Yes,
not.
It's stress in the environment.
We've also had a tweet from Abby Coleman. She says, hi, first time listener to the Business Bunker Show.
Poor woman.
Yeah. She said, we supply first aid in Kent, and we're listening in with the guys at F Keys in the Dover training office.
Aww.
So welcome to Abby and all the guys at F Keys over there at the Dover training office. And if you want to find out about first aid training in Kent, I suggest you follow Abby on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle, I think I can read this, is... ALC first aid.
You get your
ALC
little,
first aid.
Monocle out, do you, for reading that? Little monocle. I need to cough. Okay, there's an upcoming training and workshop, Autism Awareness Training with Austin Hughes, Professionals Day, 28th of April, 9 to 5, at the International House, Dover Place, Ashford, Kent. And details will be on Kent Business Radio after the show.
Do you know what?
Tunage.
Because you're going to cough, I'm going to play a bit of tunage.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a
tunes.
Bit of Hey There Delilah.
Hey There, I love this. I name it in one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Here we go then.
Turn the mic off so I can cough.
Hey there, Delilah. there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, a 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Business Bunker.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Welcome back. That was a Plain White Tees there with Hey There Delilah. You're listening to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday, April the 22nd, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the bunker, for the first time for one of them, and I think second time for one you've been on before, Maggie. Anyway, it's Maggie Langley and Betsy Adinyance. And welcome to the Business Bunker, ladies. Why don't you tell us a little bit about women giving back and this new kind of thing you've set up? Go on, Maggie can go first.
Yeah, sure. Women Give Something Back. We're co-founders, and it's a really simple concept to try to encourage more women to get involved with crowdfunding, because we see that crowdfunding is a a really great chance to level the playing field, both with British projects, but also globally. There's a real chance to try to help raise the status of women, you know, women running their own businesses. It's just that equaler. And so the concept of Women Give Something Back is very simple. It's just literally a campaign to encourage people to give. So what we're doing is just by going onto our website and you pop in your email address, and we're encouraging people to give just £25, and we will then promote you to the group of other women who are also people who care about giving and raising the status of women. So very simple concept to do some good.
Okay. So because there's lots of different models of crowdfunding, obviously. So how... kind of fill us in with a bit more detail. So I understand the concept and how you put that across. So the money you raise, how do you disperse that? What happens to it? Give us an overview of the whole process.
Sure. So, well, I'm a director of CrowdPatch, which is a crowdfunding platform.
Right.
So what we've got is what we call the Circle Fund, which is, so when you make a donation, it goes to the Circle Fund, which we will then distribute amongst crowdfunding projects who are either women entrepreneurs or projects that specifically, help women.
Okay.
So, so the funds actually go via a crowdfunding platform, and it's, it is your donation goes straight to helping people.
Okay. So, because sometimes I want to make sure that people understand the process here, because with some crowdfunding platforms, what you actually do is you go in, you look at a business you like the look of, and then you offer to put some money into it.
Yep.
This sounds to me something slightly more general and bigger than that, in terms of you don't actually pick a specific business. You actually make a very small donation in relative terms into there, which is then disseminated to people that are trying to grow or start businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've got on our CrowdPatch what we call a patch. We have several different projects, like, for example, Betsy works at the Center for Creativity and Enterprise in Ashford. And it's just a wonderful, that's how we met, actually. And it's just a wonderful, beautiful, creative place. And they're raising funds for the Mardi Gras festival. And so when you give collectively to Women Give Something Back, for example, some of the funds will go to help that particular project. And we've got, counseling for the community is another project. So we've handpicked the projects. So we're just making it super easy because we understand people are busy.
Cool. Okay. Let's just talk to Betsy a moment then about the Creative Centre in Ashford. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's an opportunity to do that, and then we'll go back to talking about Women Give It Back in a moment.
Okay, so it's the Centre for Creativity and Enterprise, and it's a gallery, first of all. What it is really is to promote what happens locally, arts and crafts locally.
Sure.
So in the gallery, it's only work by local artists, and everything, all the crafts that we sell are made in the gallery by
women actually made there,
who have been unemployed, and this is their business now. So, and we put the money back into the centre to help more women who are unemployed.
Fabulous. And what kind of things are they making?
Cushions, bags, jewellery. What else do we have? Laptop covers, iPad cases, all sorts.
So a range of creative things that are being made.
But we also do made to order. So if you have an idea of something you'd like made and you don't know how to do it yourself, you just pop in and give us a budget and we'll do it for you.
Oh, cool.
And we do repairs and alterations as well.
Right, okay. And how long have you been going in Ashford?
In Ashford, about, in the town centre, about 2 years now.
Cool, good.
We've moved buildings, but we're still there and doing the same thing exactly.
Okay, and so it's a not-for-profit business, obviously. And
it is.
And you're helping people primarily that were unemployed, really.
Long-term unemployed. Yeah. And sometimes with mental health issues.
Yeah, sure.
Not severe, but depression and, people who've been unemployed long-term usually are.
Yeah, absolutely,
I think staying at home with young children, like many women are, is probably one of the... It can be very, very isolating when you've got kids under five, in my experience.
Yeah, but you can also say that about artists, you see. It's very isolating to be an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So having a creative centre where they can come and not only do their work but collaborate is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, let's go back to talking about women giving back. Where are we in the process of this, ladies? I mean, is have you just started it? Have you been going a while? What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, well, I set up the website on International Women's Day, which was just in March. Yeah. So it's a really simple concept. Really simple for people to get involved. And we're really just looking to grow and bring together. When the magic really starts happening is when you bring together a community of women. So the faster we can get more people involved and more people who have contributed, then we can start sharing other people's stories and get to build that sense of community around people who care about making a difference. Because it's, you know, business is fun and we all love it, but it doesn't take much to make a huge difference to help someone else's dream come true. You know, it makes make somebody else's business, give them that jump start. And we've got with crowdfunding, you know, you've got rewards. So you make a contribution, you get a reward. That's the type of platform we are. So for the, you know, for the £25, you get promoted. So you get promoted to our group. We also have, if you give monthly, then you pop in your birth date, and then you get a beautiful, like, handcrafted, you get a piece of artwork, or you get a beautiful handcrafted thing from the center that will be sent to you on your birthday.
Okay.
So we're just trying to, you know, encourage people to just think of others and
could you buy that for somebody else?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if I said, well, look, I wanted that for, you know, I know someone special who I'd like to get a handcrafted card for. I don't want one for myself, but I want one for someone really special.
Yeah.
I could do that?
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah.
I don't know anyone. That was rhetorical. I don't have any friends, but you know, I mean, if I did, I'd do that.
It's perfect for your imaginary friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
He's on your shoulder now.
Yeah. No, that sounds really cool. And I guess because you're very early startup, a matter of days, really, if not a couple of weeks at most, it's hard to kind of give us much feedback on this, but do you have any idea of the kind of businesses that you're going to be helping? You have mentioned the Creative Centre, obviously. Any other kind of things that you can tell us about?
Well, the three that we're looking to help get funded right now are, as we spoke about with Betsy, and that's specifically for the Ardy Gras Festival.
Right.
And
we can talk a little bit about that in a moment. Yep.
And there's also a lady called Linda Bishop, counseling for community. So right. she's basically, you know, it is her baby. She's been volunteering and doing this great work, making, you know, counseling available for people that are stuck on waiting lists. They can't get the help they need. And so she's doing that. And it helps to fund it. You know, this is really stuff that makes a real difference.
Sure.
Great people. And then we also have, a project that's in, Bangladesh, and that came to us via our friends at the University of Cambridge. And this is an incredible project that helps improve menstruation practices of the women factory workers in Bangladesh. So it's kind of a bit of a mix. But there's also that other part that if you're a startup business, for example, and you want to raise funds, you know, that's something that you can do. You can set up a crowdfunding project and you can say, hey, you know what? I need a couple grand to get my web presence going, or, you know, whatever you need to get started. This is the whole idea. And the more we build that community, the more we can kind of help. And we're, you know, as I said, it's not like a, you know, it's not like a membership type of thing. We're just encouraging you to participate.
Yeah.
You know, and really grow it as large as you can.
It's a community support effort.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's brilliant. Tell us a little bit about Ardy Gras and what's happening there.
Right. It's very much a collaborative festival. And I'm amazed to see the amount of people who've got together to pull this through. The idea came from us, but we just grabbed people and just hoodwinked them, actually, to join with us.
No, and I don't believe that, Betsy. You actually bullied them into doing it.
Yeah, I
really
did.
Don't believe that.
No,
much.
I didn't. We just talked about it, and people just absolutely, first of all, loved the name.
Yep.
Because it sounds like Mardi Gras, and it's not. It's a festival. We are going to craft bomb, not just yarn bomb, the whole of Ashford High Street, the lower side of the High Street. So on Tuesday nights, the ladies have got together. This last week, I think there was about 20 ladies sitting there knitting, crocheting, making things. People are just amazing. They're making the most amazing things. So you're going to have,
are we going to have public executions with that?
Not really. Would love to, but not going to happen.
So what date is this all running?
16th and 17th of May, which is Friday and Saturday. There's live music, lots of great music happening.
Wow, who have you got?
About 30 stalls. We've got bands like Bottles. I can't remember all the names now. You caught me on, you know.
I'd like to get you on the hoof,
but
Betsy.
But if you look at our Facebook page, you can see all of that.
Which
I'll give it to you in a minute. Facebook.com, RTGrasAshford.
Okay. Cool.
Everything's on there.
We'll put
you.
Links to all this on the Business Bunker Radio Show website later on today.
Or hashtag.
So people will be able to find all the things you're talking about today. Later on, they can follow up. So we'll put you can give them all a shout out, but we will put links on the site.
Yep. There's about 30 craft stalls, everything handmade locally, of course. There's going to be live music. I've said that already. But there's going to be street entertainment. There's going to be some amazing things going on that I can't give away.
Is this the first running of it?
The first ever Arti Gras.
Right.
And it's the first ever in the UK, actually, because there isn't one. So hope that people will love it so much they want to roll it out everywhere else.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. But more than that, come to it in May.
Or come to it, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it's fabulous. Yeah. Cool. So I'll tell you what, ladies, give us a shout for the Women Giving Back website and tell us how people can get involved and what you want them to do and whether you want them to follow you on the Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. It's just Women Give Something Back. That's the website, womengivesomethingback.com. And our Twitter is WomenGSB.
Right.
And that's it, really. Just connect. When you go onto the Women Give Something Back website, there's a form that you fill out, and it gives you the option. You can join, like, those different color circles, and they have different rewards associated with them.
Right.
So you can still join for free. And on the CrowdPatch page, there's, like, a little community thing, and it does have features. You can post a blog on there. You can promote yourself via that group. But I really just encourage people, you go on, fill out the form, and most importantly, just make a small donation and get involved, and we'll help to promote you. Check out the rewards we've got on the website.
Fabulous. We already have a link to that website on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website.
Great.
That link will remain on today's show page, which is show number 170, but we'll also put links in the community pages on the Kent Business Radio website, and they will stay there forever so that people can follow up and find out about that. I'm actually speaking tomorrow at the Women in Business Conference. Are you going to be there, Betsy?
Yeah.
I will be speaking there, so I will give it a mention. I'm sure Betsy will give it a mention while she's there. There'll be in excess of 100 business women there, so hopefully we can get you some more exposure there.
Great.
For the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and telling us all about it. Do stay with us and join in with the rest of the show. But for the moment, Maggie Langley and Betsy Aden-Yance, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you for inviting.
Absolute pleasure. I'm going to read some more tweets.
From the top or the bottom?
I'm going to do from the bottom because that's how you should do it. And then you're going to interrupt by reading from the top.
Where did you learn the laws of reading a Twitter?
It's called first in, first out. It's a standard computer rule.
Okay.
Okay. Looping the Loop, who are a completely
new one. Yeah.
And their Twitter handle is Looping Fanet. And they said, Vanilla Web, could you send a big thank you to all those who attended and helped out or performed at the Looping the Loop Festival over Easter, please?
What was the Looping the Loop?
I don't know, so shall
we find
out? Do
you think it's an aeroplane thing?
No, it's not. It's not. It was a festival. It's a festival of world-class performance, live, local, and yours for the taking in Margate, Ramsgate and Broadstairs, apparently.
Do you know, I'm hearing an awful lot about Margate and Ramsgate lately, and even in my business column, I'm getting quite a lot of news for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
rocking.
I've got an email here. Here it is now. I'll read it now.
I love the way you did that.
Did you like it?
Aplomb.
I'm just so organised.
It was with aplomb.
This show isn't just thrown together, you know.
I can tell.
It is produced with great professionalism.
Yes, I'm very impressed, Paul Andrews.
There's a Channel Chamber of Commerce networking breakfast, and the guest speaker is Clive Hart, and Clive is the head of Thanet District Council, i.e. that area that covers Margate and Broadstairs and Ramsgate. Mm. And that is taking place at the Turner Contemporary Gallery on Wednesday, the 23rd of April. That will be tomorrow then, manana, 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning. And Councillor Hart, leader of Thanet District Council, will be giving us an insight into what Thanet District Council is doing for local businesses, what's happening in Thanet, local news, and how they are working with the Kent Channel Chamber to promote investment, trade and business. So you can find out all about that by going to the Channel Chamber website, and there is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to that. So that's tomorrow at the Turner Contemporary, and you can find out even more about all the things that are happening in Thanet for business and other purposes.
And if you're in Deal, there's a Festival of Music and the Arts, and that's on the 27th of June, running through to the 6th of July. Something irresistible, they say, about the combination of summer, the seaside, and wonderful music in the air. The Deal Festival is a unique celebration of all three great classical and contemporary music from some of the world's finest music makers, as well as theatre, opera, cinema and dance in the beautiful and historic surroundings of Deal and Dover on Kent's south coast. Now, you need to grab hold of Willie Cooper. Contact them on 01227 86111 or go on to www.dealfestival.co.uk, but you need to grab hold of Willie Cooper. And we will put details of that on the Bunker website after the show. Also, Art on Screen, while we're talking about arty things, 21st Century Pop, 30th of April. Hang on. Who can do that pop? Lovely.
Thank you.
You've got the cheeks for it.
I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
No. 21st Century Pop.
Who said even?
30th of April is at the Turner Contemporary. They're getting another mention. Apparently, Ken Lloyd, my dear friend Ken Lloyd, said it was very good to eat there. I haven't eaten there, have you?
I haven't, no. I've never been there.
No, well, we must go. Mm. 6 p.m, £5 or £4. It says there must be some sort of concession. Has the 21st century popular culture influenced art? And this screening draws together a cross-section of artists who investigate the everyday from a contemporary perspective, referencing everything from music videos to consumer culture. Often alluding to the internet and its impact on the way we look and think, these artists reframe the moving image through an analytical eye. There is some nudity in this programme, so we must go. That's www.turnercontemporary.org, and of course, as usual, details will be on the Kent Business Radio website after the show.
Fabulous.
Yeah, nice one.
Thank you. We've had a tweet from Stopwatch Management who say, can we have a shout out on the Business Bunker, please? Of course you can. Stopwatch Management are the folks that organised hospitality at Brands Hatch and other sporting events. So do give them a follow on the Twitter at Stopwatch Management, and that's Stopwatch MNGMNT. MNGMNT. Stopwatch Management on the Twitter.
I expect they pop a bottle open every now and then.
I'm sure they do. And Chris Pollard of Connectit has also tweeted. And we've had Doug Harmon, the
fab photographer.
Yeah, fabulous photographer, Doug Harmon, has tweeted in. Huh?
He did all the photos for our website.
I can't hear you.
He did the photographs for their website.
He did all the photography for our website.
Oh, did he? He's brilliant, isn't he? He also writes a column in newspapers on digital photography. Yeah.
Stuart Carpenter says he's enjoying the Business Bunker radio show today, and the interview with Atwoman GSB, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin are a great duo.
Mm-hmm.
It's Batman and Robin.
Except there's three of them. But apart from that, yeah.
Three of them?
Yeah. Jill Serkin and the women from...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
We're a team.
Yeah, you're a team, yeah. We've had a tweet from Gurkha Tea, who says, and all they say is, who doesn't love a nice cup of tea, eh? Right, Vanilla Web. That is very true.
Hey, up, Tetley.
They're Gurkhas. They don't talk like that, do they?
How do they?
They're not Gurkhas from Yorkshire, are they?
They're probably more...
Get his sake.
They're probably more...
Hello, love. I'm a Gurkha. Would you like to see me Kakuri?
I think that's racial stereotyping, Paul.
Well, against Yorkshire people.
I bet they like a nice Darjeeling.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Well, anyway, I think they're absolutely right. So, Gurkha Tea, thank you for tweeting. And yes, I'd love a cup of tea, but you can't get one round here because you can't get the staff.
We'll have some in May, if they can wait that long.
Yeah,
when our new cafe
and
opens.
Just a reminder, Fruit Bowl Media have been tweeting in, and of course it's remiss of me to not remind you that in fact Fruit Bowl Media, the SME web design specialists over there in Canterbury, are today's show sponsor. So a big thank you to fruitbowlmedia.com for sponsoring today's Business Bunker show.
Great little meeting place there. No, sorry, I was just correcting Stuart Carpenter, that's at Carpenter Biz, has got Vanilla Web with two B's, so I've corrected it for you, Stuart, so you now owe me £50. He's a LinkedIn trainer, actually, very interesting, helping businesses build more leads, so maybe you should send me something for my business column, that would be interesting. Jules at pressupgroup.com.
Brandon and Seema at Ekay Media have sent a tweet saying that we're listening to the Business Bunker show. Happy Business Bunker Tuesday, peeps. And we're listening. And so thank you guys over there in the old Printworks in Otford.
Well, Brandt is coming along to my lovely lunch on the slopes on Friday.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, I invited him.
I'm going to try and pop in.
Yeah, that's big of you.
I'm looking for.
Oh, what?
A free networking breakfast. It'll be fun, fast and informative. West Kent Business to Business is not just about networking opportunities with masses of business people. There is a lot happening and this is your chance to find out more and also how to get the most out of an exhibition. On Wednesday the 23rd of April, that's manana, tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Mercure Tunbridge Wells, and it includes tea, coffee and a bacon roll.
Ooh.
Yeah, a few of the presenters who will be at the West Kent B2B will share with you their best top tips for getting the best out of an exhibition. You will hear from Zoe Cairns, Ron Rosa, Barnaby Winter and Debbie Buckley. You book your free space by going to www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk/book-online. That's bestbusinessevents.co.uk/book-online. There's a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website under the events page.
They've got some good speakers there then. It's well worth going if you can get a bacon sarnie and listen to those speakers. Of course, Zoe Cairns has her own show on Channel
she
Radio.
She does indeed. Mondays at 11.
Should be mentioned.
It should be.
And you can follow them on the Twitter. Mm. Upcoming training and workshops here. I've read this one. I don't know how that got in. Coffee and Chat group meeting is the 29th of April. This is for a training course. And it's 29th of April, 9 till 12 at the International House, Dover Place, Ashford, Kent. It's a chance to meet other parents and carers in a relaxed environment, as well as access advice and support. I think that's still to do with the autism awareness training with Austin Hughes on the 28th of April. There's two there, but the website says is www.asdashford.com/training-courses-meetings. So that sounds like a good one for parents or people that are with autism or dealing with people with autism. What's this? News from Discover Folkestone Hythe and Romney Marsh. Extra special festivals ahead. Preparations for Folkestone's 2014 festivals, events and entertainment season are well underway, and the forecast is that it will be the best in the southeast of England, attract hundreds of thousands of visitors and contribute millions of pounds to the local economy. And there are great features as top-line events as well as traditional carnivals and the return of the acclaimed three-month triennial exhibition of outdoor art, starting off June the 7th, so not long, with the Folkestone Air Show, which is a huge, huge hit. And then the 13th to the 15th of June, you've got Folkestone Multicultural Festival. And then the 21st of June, you've got Lyd Club Day Carnival. And the 21st to the 30th, you've got the Hythe Festival. And it culminates in September and November. So it's going right the way through the week, the month and the year. You can discover it on www.discoverfolkestone.co.uk. But huge amount going on there. Well done.
Fabulous. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from the Fat Carrot.
she's not at all fat, you know.
She's not fat and she's not a carrot, but apart from that, the fat carrot has tweeted, Vanilla Webb.
She's not even orange.
She isn't. She could be now, though, because the sun was out of the weekend, so she might have dabbed a bit of after sun on and be a bit orange.
Yeah, wear a little hat.
Yeah. You're not orange, are you, Jane? Anyway, the fat carrot has said, Vanilla Webb, tickets available for a versatile vegetable buffet on the 31st of May at Taste Buds Cafe in Offham. Offham's over near Westmorling.
Mm-hmm.
It's £28 with 20% going to Spade Work Charity. So you can find out more about that by following Jane on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is TheFatCarrot1. TheFatCarrot1. So do give her a follow. And find out about her versatile vegetable buffet. It's not easy to say that, versatile vegetable buffet.
Not much is easy for you to say.
Yeah, on the 31st of May at Taste Buds Cafe in Offham. So
the lovely Laura Lawrence is reeling a bit after our mealworms. What are they? Hippopotamus worms or buffalo or something. Does anybody want one?
Yeah, I'll go.
Come on. Try one. They're going to munch them, and Maggie's not.
You can't give them to Amy before she's spoken. What?
Well, she wants to try one.
Are real?
She's Amy's very keen. Be Fast Friends is saying at Jewel Circuit at Vanilla Webb Business Bunker, 25th of April at 7:45, the Seven Oaks breakfast networking. The guest speaker is the Seven Oaks mayor.
I just read that
at the Cote Brasserie. I know, but they've only just tweeted me. They obviously thought you didn't read it properly.
It's the 25th. That's Friday, isn't it?
And Laura Lawrence.
How are you doing with those worms,
I tell
Amy?
You what, I'm so glad I skipped lunch because these are delicious.
Are they?
Yeah.
Cool.
What do they taste like?
Worms.
They are dead, listener.
Yeah, they are dead.
She's really going for it. Look, she's just one after the other.
They're a bit nutty.
Popping. Exactly. Yeah. People with the nut allergies, just what we said on the Superior show, scoff, quaff. 11 to 12 every Tuesday, that people with nut allergies could have the substitute of mealworms or buffalo worms or even an ant chocolate. There's a picture appeared of me on Twitter at the Kent Women in Business Awards where I was nominated, but didn't win.
Cool.
But I was nominated.
We've had a tweet from the lovely Rob Parker at Go Vicinity.
Lovely Rob.
And he says Linda Bishop, who we've just been talking about, Linda Bishop Counselling, it's a wonderful service, lovely lady, and one of our friends and a client. Excellent. So, thank you for that.
And Rob is a lovely man, and I lurk in his car park trying to get his Wi-Fi.
Right.
The Culture Awards have arrived, and this time they're even bigger and better. And the website is www.theculturewards.org, and there are more categories to enter, new awards for commercial creatives, and entries can be accepted from across the whole of South East. This might be good for you girls, Betsy. There is also a special award for Kent's cultural icon, which is chosen by public vote. So get ready to choose your favourite and help decide who deserves the trophy. Snake Hips, he's got to get it, hasn't he?
Ha.
Enter now and vote now. So I've read out the old website there, and it will go on the Kent Business Bunker website.
Cool. We've had a tweet, which is an instruction. From Brad Williams.
Oh, yes.
And Brad says, get Amy on now. Woo, woo, woo.
But she's too busy eating
buffalo. She's too busy eating worms at the moment, Brad. We would have her on, Brad, but she's stuffing her face with worms right now. So what we'll do, we'll play a tune, and when she's finished eating the worms, we'll come to Amy. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, what are we playing?
Bit of Kinks.
Oh, Come Dancing.
Bit of Come Dancing.
We could foxtrot.
We could indeed.
Or a little rumba.
And coming up straight after Come Dancing, we have the lovely Amy.
Without the buffalo
without
worms.
The buffalo worms.
Put them down.
A parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Not come dancing, it's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. Oh, for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing,
Employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. A bit of kinks there. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to, for the first time to the Business Bunker Show. The absolutely lovely Amy McManus. Hello, Amy.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm very well, very well. How
is everybody that you know called Brad?
A fair few of them are. I'd say maybe 60%.
Right, okay. Yeah. That's cool. Because they've all been tweeting in saying, get Amy on. We want to listen to Amy. We want to hear from Amy.
Blessed.
Yeah, so that's nice. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Amy and then a bit about AM Marketing Services.
About AM Marketing. AM Marketing is my baby. It is my joy in my life. It started about in April 2012.
Right.
Just started doing a bit of freelance marketing.
So you're 2 years old?
Yeah.
This month. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I say I'm speaking quite well for a 2 year old.
Yeah.
Maybe,
absolutely.
Maybe. So started freelance in April 2012. And then AM Marketing was born sort of the beginning of the end of last year.
Right.
Where it sort of got its brand and started moving. We're a digital marketing specialist. So anything social media, copy, digital strategy, pay-per-click management, all that sort of jazz.
Right,
that's
okay.
What we do.
Okay. So what was the catalyst for you starting your business?
I think it was just there were quite a few people who came to me and sort of said, we'd rather you work on it than the company I was with at the time.
Right.
And that sort of blossomed into quite a number of clients and then just went freelance from there.
See, that's really important, isn't it, with a lot of these things. It's about personal relationships.
Completely. Yeah. There's only so, although I work in digital marketing, there's only so much digital can do for you. At the end of the day, you've got to be old-fashioned about it and meet someone and develop a relationship.
I couldn't agree more. What really drives me nuts is people that have never tried anything that go on about digital marketing and go, oh, you know, the trouble is it's not based on any human stuff. It's all about people saying what they have for dinner and stuff like that. They just don't understand that from my perspective, at least, social media marketing has been a fabulous catalogue for bringing people together in reality. So I think, you know, you're living proof of that, Amy, in terms of, you know, your relationship building has got you into business, basically.
Completely. Mm. And I think if you think there's 1.15 billion Facebook users worldwide at the moment, and actually the average age of them is 38. And that's still growing. So you get a lot of people that come and say, oh, social media, it's only for the younger generation. It's only for, you know, teenagers, that sort of thing. That's just not true.
Yeah.
Particularly with your Facebook targeting. I mean, you can target someone based on if they've been engaged for 6 months, how old they are, their gender, what sort of industry they work in, even down to what company they work for. So that's why it works just so well.
Absolutely. I don't know if you know, but there's a website that's bigger than Facebook on social media called Renren, which is actually Chinese, and they have more followers than Facebook, but it is in Chinese, so it's not hard, it's not easy for anybody in the West to kind of log on and follow it as well, and it is run by the Chinese government, but apart from that, it's brilliant.
Great way to get a sweet and sour takeaway, though.
Or stopped on a roundabout in Dover.
Exactly. Occasionally.
It's, do you see how this show is worked out and it all comes together and it all just slots into place? It is brilliant, isn't it? I even amaze myself at how well it's put together.
You should have played China Girl by David Bowie.
I should have done, really. But I want to talk to Amy now about AM Marketing Services, because that's what we're here to talk about. So what kind of, can you tell us a little bit about some of the clients you're working for and the kind of things you're doing, and give us some tips and insights into your feelings about this?
So it's pretty much anyone. We've got large blue chip clients that come to us and say, you know, we want you to write a digital strategy. And we've got people, you know, that may have really small businesses, like a restaurant around the road or a pub, or people that don't have the money to go out and hire someone to do their social media for them, for example, but we'll go in and we'll train them how to use it,
right?
And it'll be at their own pace, on their own machines, on their own laptop, writing their own notes,
right.
So there's no jargon. They are in a safe and comfortable environment where they feel that they can learn and they can ask whatever questions they want, and they're actually investing in something for themselves to use for their business rather than just paying someone else to do it.
Absolutely.
And there's a huge market for that, for people that need to use social media but just don't know how to.
Absolutely. And it's one of the biggest things I see, and I totally agree with you. I speak to so many small businesses who will tell me, nah, social media, nah, and you go, you're scared. It's basically fear. They don't understand it, or they're scared of it, and they don't know what to do, so they try to ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist. And that is the silliest thing for anyone in business to try and do, because it's a free resource, apart from time. You know, it's a free resource to market to a massive market of people.
Exactly.
And you can do that on a global basis, or you can segment and pick your demographic. So I don't get people that just get scared of it, well, who don't do it, but it is because they fear it and they don't know how to do it.
Exactly. I'm not going to tell people and go in and say, oh, you need Facebook, you need Twitter, you need Snapchat, you need WhatsApp, because
it's overwhelming.
It's completely overwhelming. Mm. There's so many different avenues you can take, and not all of them are for every business.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, maybe we can explore a little bit of that based on... And I know this is a massively silly question, and it's far too open-ended. So I'm happy with a generalistic approach and answer to this.
Yeah.
But from your point of view, give us a quick overview of what you think works best with what types of things in terms of what type of platform.
Oh, okay. So for example, you may have a retail business or a restaurant, someone that sells physical product.
Yep.
They would be very good with Pinterest, pictures where they have lots of content of all... for example, a restaurant, here's what's being served tonight, or here's our special picture of it could go on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, that sort of thing.
Right.
Twitter is very good if you have a business where you are talking to clients or customers that you need to have a sort of face-to-face interface with them at all times so that your business can always be contacted. And Facebook's generally just good, I'd say, for pretty much any business. If you do have a business page, whether you're service or retail, particularly because you can target people that would be interested in that business so granularly on Facebook,
right?
And there are so many users worldwide.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, personally, I do have all those things on Facebook. I'm not a particularly massive fan of Facebook myself. I'm a Twitter freak
because it's speedier.
What's speedier?
Twitter. It's speedier.
It's for your real-time conversations.
Mm. Yeah, I struggle with some of the things that Facebook does with their
news
feeds.
It's very clunky, I find.
Well, there's some of their news feeds, no matter how much you play about with it, you still get old news in there. And, you know, you try and make recent first, and recent seems to be 4 days ago sometimes. But outside of that, it, as Amy quite rightly says, it has its place and it has its use for what you're doing. Have you got any thoughts about LinkedIn?
LinkedIn's great if you have a corporate business or you want to connect sort of business to business. It's not great, I suppose, if you're wanting to target the consumer. But like I said, with everything has its place.
Yeah, absolutely. For those that are interested on LinkedIn, I do have a group on LinkedIn.
Here we go.
Yeah, which is imaginatively called Kent. And we have 5,000 businesses on there at the moment.
So, you know, and growing.
So do join us on Kent. Yeah, you got your hand up, George.
Well, no, I'm being polite for once. I discovered, I do the social media for a guy that travels around the world, and I discovered a really useful, if any listeners are needing global, and it's called @Tweeps Map. I don't know if you've come across it, but I found that useful. And what they do is they is the best way, they say, to geographically analyze your social audience and reach. View your followers by country, state or city. So I thought that was really interesting.
That's the main, one of the main reasons why Facebook is great, is because you can, it has got the insights function, so you can see the general demographic of who likes your page, even down to what time a lot of your fans are online. And using their schedule function, you can say, oh, okay, so on a Friday, all of my fans are online at 6 p.m. Therefore, I'm going to schedule this post to post at 6 p.m. And it will do that for you, no matter where you are. So it's great for someone who is very busy. Say they only have a couple of hours on a Tuesday, and they could get all of their Facebook for the week done in that time and schedule it all. So that's where it really helps, if someone's a really busy business owner and they say they don't have time for it, but you can make time by scheduling.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to kind of move the conversation on a little bit, because you do more than just social media and you do pay-per-click and stuff like that, and I want to talk about that. But while you were talking about analysing things, I wanted to have a little moan.
I'll go for it.
Because I'm getting really fed up with Google Analytics and how bad it is. It is just so inaccurate these days.
But it's free, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. but I think that's the point. I think what I'm seeing here is I think Google are going to start charging for it, or start charging for a version of it that's actually a bit more accurate.
Yeah.
Because the free version is pretty rubbish these days in terms of its accuracy. I just loaded on all my websites a thing called Stack Counter, and Stack Counter was far more perceptive, and it's real time as well, which helps. So I was kind of into that.
A1 website is very good.
Absolutely.
you've got to give that a try.
Is that free, Maggie?
No.
No, but it's
worth it.
Super, yeah.
It's a lot easier for people to understand the report.
Yeah.
Just for what it's worth, and Maggie raising A1 Websats. A1 Websats was developed by Andy Harris and his team over in Canterbury.
Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah. And it's a fabulous product, because it actually does drill down to a huge degree. You can tell who's been visiting your site, what their name is, and all kinds
very
of things.
Granular.
You know, it's got a lot going for it that is far more than any of those free just web top level stats. You can actually track people around your website and find out what they're doing and all kinds of stuff.
But sometimes you do need to pay. You get what you pay for, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Hootsuite, I went pro, and like with Spotify, I've gone pro. So you know, sometimes you have to pay.
Without a doubt.
I want to talk to Amy now. I want to develop out talking about things like pay per click and stuff like that. Just for those that don't know, give us a quick overview of what pay-per-click is.
So pay-per-click is when you are using an advert or targeting someone specifically with an advert, and you don't pay for the advert to show to them. You only pay once they click. So effectively, you're only paying once someone is actually interested in your product. You can do it through Google. So you may type something into Google and see that there are few at the top that are ads. Those are PPC pay-per-click ads. If you click on those, the client or the company will be paying for you to click on that ad, and they've paid to get, that's how they get to the top of Google. You can do it through YouTube. So when you have those adverts that play before you are looking at a video, if you click on those, that's a type form of pay-per-click. And Facebook as well. Those are the main ones that we use it for.
Sure. So basically, it's a way of managing your advertising budget that is based on results to a large extent.
Exactly.
Yeah. And unlike old style conventional dead tree advertising, where they told you how many readers they had and you just guessed how many people looked at your ad.
Yeah. And you assumed that the results came from,
exactly.
came from the advert.
Now you only pay every time somebody actually clicks on your link and has a look.
Exactly.
And I don't know about YouTube and Facebook, but I know Google is quite robust in terms of measuring that as well. So you don't get some competitor that just sits and clicks repeatedly on your ad to
your costs. No, you can't do that. Google's very clever, so it won't actually... If there's an ad that appears to you that you don't click on, so it's probably your own ad because you don't want to spend your own money, it won't show it to you anymore.
Yeah.
And if you're a person that's a competitor and you repeatedly click on someone else's ad, it would maybe do it three times before it realizes something's funny here and it won't show the ad to you anymore.
Yep, absolutely.
Very, very clever.
Yeah. And it's quite robust, that as well. And Google completely. Are quite fair about things like that.
Yeah, they are. And the beauty of it is that someone can come to us with any budget at all.
Yeah.
We've got people that want to spend, you know, $3,000 a month and people that want to spend 60 quid. It really doesn't matter because we'll turn your ads off at certain times of day that aren't working for you. It's all about tweaking it to make sure that you get the best conversion rate possible.
Absolutely. Cool. And I want to talk a little bit about SEO now as well. Search engine optimization.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us your thoughts on SEO.
SEO is important, and there's going to be a lot of people that say, oh, SEO is really important. We don't deal with it purely because I don't have the expertise to do it, and I believe in not saying I can do something when I can't. But the crux of it is very important to have a good PHP developer to do the back-end side of your website, because it means that you're more likely to appear on Google and your ranking will be higher. But if you have the right budget to implement and you implement it through PPC, it doesn't really matter.
I'll tell you something now. One of the reasons I asked you, with my own website, we've been top of Google for 15 years in a number one position, and we've never done any SEO ever of any kind, and we don't even have meta tags in our website.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
I mean, we say it's obviously important because if you have your meta tags enabled, if you have a decent SEO structure behind your website, you're going to pay less per click because Google sees your site as more relevant. It can read it much easier. But if you have the right PPC budget, you don't need it because you're getting to the top anyway.
Mm-hmm. We don't even spend money on PPC, but that's another issue. We just got the right name.
Yeah, exactly. When someone's searching for Jobs in Kent and you're called Jobs in Kent, that kind of works. Helps. Yeah.
And of course, we get 23 million hits a month. So, we come
Well, I'll just leave right now then.
Yeah.
There's a certain radio station that gets very ruffled by it.
And the other thing that I just want to mention, and I don't know if you get involved in this, is the other side of the Google equation, which is Google Ad Choices, where you can serve Google ads on your own website. Do you get involved with that at all?
We don't get involved much with that. What we do is we work on the Google Display Network. So if there is an ad space on someone's website, you can serve your client's ad on that website. So say, for example, I had someone who... was selling climbing equipment, you might be able to serve a climbing equipment ad for that client on the North Face advert or a climbing website, so you know that the people that look at that website are going to be already interested in the product.
Or Monkey World,
yeah, exactly, that sort of thing. So, and then once they click, that's what you pay for. Again, you don't pay for it to be served.
Yeah. Jules hangs out on Monkey World quite a lot.
I love Monkey World. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
She was somewhat confused over what it was, but anyway. So 2 years in now.
Yes.
How are you enjoying what you're doing?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
Love every single day. Every client is different, and that's what's fantastic, because everything we do is bespoke. There's no set... Oh, this is a social media campaign. This is everything is bespoke, depending on the client, depending what they want, and depending on their budget.
So this is a horrible question, I know, and I shouldn't do it live on air. But I mean, what are your plans for your business? How do you see it expanding over the next couple of years? Where do you see yourself going? What's on the horizon?
What would you like to be on?
What
would I like? I'd just like it to keep on going the way it's going. To be honest, cool. It's ticking over really nicely. We're meeting some really lovely people on a day-to-day basis. The client's absolutely fantastic, and the feedback that we're getting from the management, because we manage it so personally as though it is our own account, it's just great.
Cool. Amy, give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handles and your Facebook pages and all the ways that people can interact with you.
Okay, fantastic. You can interact on Twitter at Hopsticks. Bit of a strange name, but, you know, it works.
Yeah.
That's my personal one. I've got Facebook, which is facebook.com/AM Business Consultant. And if you go to the website, which is ammarketingkent.co.uk, then that's got the link to the Facebook and mobile number, email, etc.
Fabulous.
Or carrier pigeon, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Semaphore, smoke signals, any old method. Fabulous. Amy, thank you so much for that.
Thank you very
much. We will put all those links on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can follow up with that.
Brilliant.
For the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business
Bunker
Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. We've got a few minutes left on the show, so do feel free to join in with the rest of the show. But for the moment, Amy McManus of AM Marketing Services. Thank you.
I just
need to tell you something as well.
Okay, go for it.
The second business I ever started was called AM.
No way.
Yeah, AM Computer Services. I just sort of tell you that. Cool. I've got a request here for a big shout out.
You're not going to sing, are you?
In a minute.
Oh.
But first, I've got a request for Becky, Keely, Linda and Natasha to say a big hi from all of us here on the Business Bunker Show. I hope you're enjoying the show and listening in.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello, ladies. Cool.
You love your ladies, don't you?
I'm not answering that question.
You look a bit like the man from, what's his name? The man from Milk Tray or what he was.
The man from Milk Tray. The man from Del Monte.
Yeah.
I like to say yes.
Yeah. But do you remember the Milk Tray man used to climb up mountains and that?
That was me.
All because the lady loves.
Yeah, that was me.
Was that you or was it Snake Hips?
No, it was me.
I've never seen them in the room together, him, Paul Andrews and Snake.
Yeah, have you
could
not?
Could be one in the same.
Anyway, I'm going to ignore you and read this email.
You must follow Snake.
An opportunity to meet creative and tourism professionals every Monday evening at #CreatingKent. I started the #CreatingKent virtual tweet up to bring together creative people with tourism people in Kent to encourage collaboration and to help more people increase their audience, whether for their creative work or tourism business. It's a quick and easy way to make new connections and to share ideas remotely, and you can read more about why you might like to join by coming to our website, which is creativekent.org. And the links to this are on the Kent Business Radio website. It's certainly captured people's attention, and every week new people join in, not just those located in Kent, but people that are interested in visiting the county. Find out what it's all about. Follow me on the Twitter at @EscapeToCreate, all one word, Escape to Create, and the #CreatingKent to meet Kent's creative and tourism tweeters.
Great idea that from that's Catriona, isn't it? I think it might be. Yeah, Catriona Campbell.
Campbell, in conjunction with... I got the email from Natalie Benaig.
Oh, so they've joined forces now.
I don't know. I just got the email from her.
They're mingling.
I'm not making any suggestion about what they're up to. I'm just telling you what they sent me.
There is a group coaching evening, which is on Thursday the 24th of April. So that's this Thursday. It's a 5:30 start. 5:30 arrive for 6 p.m. start. Going on until about 8:30. It's at the Phoenix, which is at 98 Abbey Street in Faversham, Kent. ME13-7B for Bertie, H for Harry. And the group coaching sessions are designed for creative professionals who are serious about taking their practice to the next level. Top-end experience with members working together around a table. Drinks and meals allowed. This is also kentcreative.org. There you go. It's group coaching. You will think about what you really want, be accountable, support each other and get feedback from your peers. It's £40 for members and non-members £50.
I told you, this show isn't just thrown together first thing in the morning.
It
isn't, you know. It all comes together nicely. I've had some tweets in from License to Success.
Okay.
And they're talking about the Business Bunker show, and they're saying it's great having weekly updates as to what's going on around the county. Thank you so much, Business Bunker show and Channel Radio. Absolute pleasure.
And the Josie Maguire, the Tales from Turkey, writer, has said...
I had Turkish last night. I went to a Turkish restaurant.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to...
What did you have?
I had the mezza.
Eshak? Did you have Eshak?
No, I had no donkey cheese at all.
You must have.
I had the mezza. And a big thank you to Mustafa and the guys at Oscar's in Tenterstone.
Sounds lovely.
It's a fabulous restaurant. Absolutely fabulous.
And a big welcome on the Twitter to, who have we got here? Oh, I've lost them. Sorry, they just whizzed off. A fresh look for Kent's Coastal Hotel. The grand old lady, otherwise known as the Mercure Imperial Hythe Hotel and Spa, was designed and built in 1880. It is a grand old lady, offering a ray of sunshine, serving the ultimate seaside destination hotel. And she has now received an injection of R&R restoration and refurbishment to bring her back to life with the empathy and glamour she deserves. This is one for Scoff and Quaff as well, a superior show, 11 to 12 every Tuesday. Spring wedding fair they're having. So this is the marketing manager, Emma Betteridge. She says, we're absolutely overwhelmed with the positive feedback describing our hotel on Facebook as having stunning refurbishments, excellent service throughout, and a beautiful hotel. It's not a website on here, but you can just Google, I guess, Mercure Imperial Hythe Hotel and Spa. Thank you, Emma Betteridge.
Keep going.
Oh, hello. Kent and Victor Chamber have got Sage 50 accounts. A refresher, new business workshop. This is 9 a.m. Till 12, and it's on Wednesday the 23rd. That's mañana. It's the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce in Ashford. If you're just starting up a business and need bookkeeping knowledge or returning to bookkeeping after being away, the course will cover your company setup, customers, invoicing, receiving payments, debt chasing, suppliers, bank reconciliation and transfers, VAT returns, and reporting and data maintenance and backup. That sounds very, very good. It's £70 plus VAT. And there's also an employment law update, which is Thursday 24th of April at the Mercure Maidstone, Great Danes. And that's 8:30 to 12. And that will cover effects on HR policies, covering new cases, employment reforms, and lots more on the employment law update. And that's 8:30 a.m. And you will find details on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fabulous.
Soon.
We've had a tweet from a new listener, Britain's Restaurants.
Ooh.
And it says, we're listening into the Business Bunker show with Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin while getting ready for tonight's dinner here in sunny Guildford in Surrey.
Ah, yes. Well, he is, of course, a listener to the Superior show at Scoff and Quaff.
Mm.
What's he getting ready for? Tonight's dinner. Ooh. Yeah. Does that mean they're going to cook it?
Presumably.
That must be the chef.
Presumably.
Sounds
and
lovely.
Lee from Ancorians Football Club has said, great show, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. Ancorians Football Club, Gillingham, is looking to work with local businesses, so do please go over and give them some help. Ancorians Football Club are a Kent community football club. They run over 20 football teams, youth, ladies, disabled, and adult teams. Right across the board, they run football teams, and they are looking for businesses to help them out. And also, I think they're still trying to get sponsorship for their mascot, Samuel Starfish.
Oh, the starfish.
And
that you thought was a marigold
glove. I thought it was a marigold glove that had been blown up, but in fact, it was a starfish.
Let's get those things mixed up.
Yeah, it's easily done. It was orange with a number of fingers. And you can find out more about the fabulous Ancorians Football Club by going to their website, which is ancoriansfc.co.uk. So do please check them out.
Big hello to new listeners, the Alimo. That's at Alimo Restaurant, based in Whitstable. Moroccan cuisine and rather tasty. Quite healthy too, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi Paul, please can you give a shout out for the Institute of Directors St George's Golf Day? It's on the 25th of April. That'll be Friday, wouldn't it, at the Knoll Golf Club. It's a pro-am day, some very good professionals playing. John Chapman is arranging it, and I'm sure he'll be happy to give more details if you'd like to know. If you'd like to find out anything about it, you could go to the iod.org/Kent page and find out, or you can call John on 07899996583.
And also the Firewalk on the 4th of May. This is the...
you promised to go on that, didn't you?
Folkestone.
You promised to go on that. I heard you.
I know. I may do. I volunteered you, I thought. And Zoe
I know
Kent.
You tried to volunteer me. I denied that I was going to do it. And you, live on radio, said, I'll do it.
I think I've got a verruca. I might not be able to.
No, it's cured. Trust me, Firewalks cure verrucas. Trust me on this.
I've actually had one verruca for 18 years. Is that a record?
Well, we're going to get rid of it now forever because we're going to sear your feet in 1,000-degree heat.
Yeah. And the reason I've never got rid of it is I can't really reach the sole of my foot very easily. Anyway, thank you for your interest in the Firewalk, which is on the 4th of May, Paul Andrews. It's only 3 weeks away. And they want to help you raise as much sponsorship as possible, Paul Andrews. So what you do is you go onto their Facebook page, facebook.com/events2169, and lots of numbers. We'll put it on the, I'm sure it's already on the Kent Business Radio website.
It certainly is.
But could you please return your registration form and £25 deposit this week to confirm your space either in cash or cheque to Town Centre Management Suite, Bouverie Place, Folkestone, CT21AU, or you can call 07462160137, and that's Neville, who is the chairman of Folkestone Festivals, who was on our show.
He was.
Not long ago, and there is a website, www.folkestonescarfest.co.uk, Folkestone Scar Fest. co.uk.
That's in ska and reggae.
Yeah, it's taking, my brain is finding it very hard to get its head round.
Cool. We've still got hundreds of tweets coming in.
Millions.
It's going mad today.
I know, they've all woken up after Easter.
We've got a new listener, Ministry for Growth, who on the Twitter are Min for Growth, and they say, hi, we're another new listener here. Colleagues working hard at the Ministry for Growth based at the Innovation Centre Medway. Please say hi. Hi to all you guys over there. Hello. And we're going to find out some more about you and see if we can get you on the show sometime, because that sounds interesting what you're doing over there. And we've had a rather cheeky little...
Very cheeky little
tweet from the Kent and Surrey Breakfast Friends, who are being a bit edgy with, has David Moyes registered for a Jobs in Kent website account? For those of you who don't know, he was sacked this morning as Manchester United manager. But I had heard he'd joined UKIP.
Oh.
Yeah, because he was very good at getting out of Europe really quickly.
Like it in style.
Sorry about that.
Britain's Restaurant have come straight back with dinner, and what they're having smoked Hampshire trout
and Shackleford lamb rump
and lamb bacon watercress mint croquet. Oh, that sounds lovely. Oh
wow,
I do like a game of croquet, do you?
Yeah, and they're only over there in Guildford. That might be worth a trip, mightn't
it? Yeah, well, you could probably stay the night. So probably they've got a little room somewhere, a little B&B they could put you up in. As you are aware, Paul Andrews, Union 23 is up and running now as Maidstone's first co-working space. And what they really need you to do now is work on a number of members visiting there. So if anything you can do on the Business Bunker show to spread the word and support me in this, I'd be grateful. This is from Johnny and the Union 23 team.
Hey, Natasha.
Yes, lovely Natasha's there. So they've got individual desks and they have an anchor member office available, which would seat up to 6 people for $700 a month. So Union 23, you can go onto their website, which is www.union23.com, and that's Johnny and the team.
Fabulous. I know I've rattled a few cages. Stephen Jenner just tweeted in, leave us alone. Chelsea didn't do that well at the weekend either. No, you're right. We'll leave the football gags, I think. Kent, greet us for Top Shepway Show. That's not easy to say either, is it?
No, not with your teeth.
No. Well, I've got somebody else's at the moment, which is lucky. The organisers of the War and Peace Revival and Folkestone Air Show have teamed up to work with Kent Greeters to welcome visitors to their events this year. The Greeters are all volunteers of all ages and are members of a scheme managed by Visit Kent to help visitors to Kent make the most of their visit. The Folkestone Air Show project manager, Yvonne Holder, said that upwards of 100,000 people are expected to watch events in the sky and to visit displays, exhibitions, refreshment stalls and family-run activities at the Lees and in the harbour area during the weekend of June the 7th and 8th. The War and Peace Revival is the biggest military show on earth and it will have over 100,000 visitors during its meeting at the Old Folsom Racecourse from the 16th to the 20th of July. And as this is the 75th anniversary of the start of World War II and the 70th anniversary of both D-Day and Arnhem, it's going to be an extra special thing. If you want to find out more about it, go to their website, which is www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk.
And of course...
And while we're talking about things like that, because this show is not thrown
War
together...
War and Peace...
Spitfire Networking. Get it?
Oh, I love that.
Spitfire Networking at the Kings Hill Golf Club, Fortune Way, Kings Hill, on the 1st of May, 12 to 2 p.m. It's £5, which includes a spot of lunch, and it's organised by Core Financial Services, and they host this monthly not-for-profit networking event to support local businesses. If you'd like to find out more, you can email them at info at core, C-O-R-E-I-F-A, all one word, coreifa.co.uk.
And while we're talking about Spitfire and Core, the Hotel Continental, no, it's not that one. It's Lenley's this week at the Kent Business Tweet Up. So go to www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Lenley's Free Business Networking, which is 10 till 12. They do a very nice duck confit and also probably some Kentish cider.
Fabulous. Could you please announce this on the Business Bunker show? Share a Star, which is www.shareastar.org, are having a much-needed fundraising event at the Mid-Kent College on the 31st of May at 7 p.m. They are looking for help with things that they can auction. So if you would like to donate an auction prize to Share a Star, you can do that by going to their website, www.shareastar.org. We've had a tweet from Dan the Pub.
Dan the Pub.
Dan the Pub, which is a show that's on later on Channel Radio.
Yeah.
And I think they may well be discussing David Moyes and other things football-related in their show, which, to give you a flavour for what it is, the tagline of Down the Pub is, I've got to get this right, beer, birds, bands and balls. So that is
in that order,
fairly indicative of the kind of topics that they discuss.
They should invite Willie, shouldn't they?
It is a bit of a lad show. It is cracking. It is on 7 p.m. tonight. On Channel Radio. But just to give you a rundown of all the things that are happening on Channel Radio, I will do so in a minute before we go off air. I've got an email to read here from Kent Invicta Chamberlain about a couple of workshops they've got coming up. This Thursday, the 24th of April, they have an employment law update. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. It's at members, it costs £70, non-members £80, and it's all about recent developments in employment law, and it's taking place at the Kent Invicta Chamber offices in Ashford. And they've also got investigating discipline and grievances in the workplace, and again, that's 8:30 to 12. A member £70. It's about wrongful, unfair and constructive dismissal, and that's on Thursday the 8th of May. If you want to find out anything more about those workshops, you can go to the kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. You can do one more short email and then we're going to say goodbye, Julie.
Had a lovely little tweet from the Silver Squirrel. He's at his modelling agency.
Just while you're talking about that, Amy's tucking in womanfully to her worms.
She loves
still
them.
There. She's
can
really
I
take on.
These home?
She's on her third pot, I have to tell you.
So Silver Squirrel, if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's at S Snake Hips, and he's a very discerning listener.
Fabulous.
Kent Invicta Chamber have a networking breakfast with business, which includes a full English, 8 to 9:30, and it's where is this? Oh, details are on the Kent Business website after the show. But 31st of May is the next one, and that's Salomon's. In Tunbridge Wells, yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. Right. Coming up later on channelradio.co.uk, at 3 o'clock, we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cann. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And then at 7 o'clock, the ubiquitous Dan the Pub with Phil and Jonathan talking about all things lad. And then at 9 o'clock, the absolutely stonkingly fabulous Jamie Andrews with the New Potatoes Show. 18 tracks of unsigned new up-and-coming music taking you through to late tonight. So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for all of those shows. It just leads me to say a massive, massive thank you to our guest today, Maggie Langley of Office Hounds and Women Ooh. Giving Back. Betsy Adignance of the Centre for Creativity and Enterprise and Women Giving Back, and the absolutely stuffed to the gunnels with worms, Amy McManus of AM Marketing Services, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. Thank you all so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. We will be back next week with a packed show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. You will be able to listen to this show again fairly shortly on both Channel Radio and kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And I also want to tell you to look out for a very interesting blog post that I'm going to put up later in the week.
Yes.
So do have a look out for that. I think you will enjoy it. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to share an hour and a half with you. We will be back next week.
Smoothie.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.